This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let's analyze the various types of greetings that we have in the society. And the most common of all the greetings, in English, we say, good morning. In Afrikaners, people say khuyumora, asagabana. In Chinese, chao sun. In most of the languages, it's a very common greeting, good morning. And suppose it's a rainy day, it's raining cats and dogs. And if someone wishes you good morning, what is so good about that morning? It's raining cats and dogs, the city is flooded, and yet you say good morning. What is so good about that morning? And when we go to school, and if you are studying in English school, every period, in the beginning of the day, in the morning, when the teacher enters, all the students wish the teacher, good morning, sir. It's compulsory. And maybe the teacher, before he left his house, maybe he had a fight with his wife early in the morning. He may be cursing that morning in his heart. He may be praying that never should such a morning ever come in his life. But in spite of this, when the students wish, good morning, sir, he has to reply, good morning. Even though from the depth of his heart, he may never wish that such a morning should come again, yet he replies by good morning. What is so good about that morning in which a person has a fight with his spouse? The best form of greeting is the Islam greeting. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be on you. Irrespective whether it's a rainy day, whether it's raining cats and dogs, whether you had a fight with your spouse or with your friend, yet the greeting, Assalamu alaikum, may peace be on you, is the most appropriate. We have another form of greeting, especially among the young people who go to schools and colleges. When they wish their friend, they say hi. And if a young friend wishes to his friend across the street, hi, the friend will reply, hi! And when you ask him, what is the meaning of hi? No one will be able to reply. What is the meaning of hi? No one will be able to reply. In Hindi, that's the local language out here, hi is a form of disgust, you know, hi. And in English, with H-I-G-H, hi means something which is on a height. And another meaning of hi is a slang word for a person who's intoxicated. And people say, I went to the party and I got high, I got drunk, I got intoxicated. Is it a courteous greeting? In fact, I say it is not a greeting at all. Leave aside it being a courteous greeting, high is not a greeting at all. The other common greeting, which most of us use, is hello. And if we look up in the Oxford Dictionary, the meaning of hello, it says an informal greeting. And the other meaning given in the Oxford Dictionary is that to begin a telephonic conversation, to begin a talk, to start a talk on the telephone. Do you know how did this idea come about? That to start a telephonic conversation, you should say hello. The person who invented the telephone was Sir Alexander Graham Bell. And once, when he was leaving his house in a hurry, the bell rang. And to initiate an early response, he said hello, so that he can greet the person and the person responds fast and he can go out of the house soon. This word hello, to start a telephonic conversation, has stuck since that time, and even today, everyone uses it. You use it and even I use it. Hello to start a telephonic conversation. But nowadays, especially in Bombay, thanks to the MTNL that the word hello is used more often in between a conversation. Because when the sound goes low, you say, hello, can you hear me, hello? The Oxford Dictionary says hello is used to start a telephone conversation. But in Bombay, it's used more in between the talk than in the beginning of the talk. And since the time the mobile has been invented, and when the area of reception is not very clear, you have to use the word hello even in between the telephone conversation. So maybe in the revised edition of Oxford Dictionary, they may change the meaning. Hello can also be used in between a telephone conversation.